I'm Will Griffin, and this is live in Studio C at Classical 91.1 WFCL, Nashville Public Radio. We have two big harps in the room today. Music from the Harpistry Ensemble from the Harp School, Inc. Carol McClure is the harpist and teacher and spark plug of the Harp School, Inc., and she's going to talk about that program as well. And one of her students, Clara Warford, is with her today, with Carol today, for music for the seasons. So I'm going to just start with some music introduce some music by Marcel Tournier, as to be played by Clara Warford. This is a solstice solo, Vers la source dans le bois. Beautiful way to start our Live in Studio C program today. Music for the solstice. That's a piece by Marcel Tournier called Vers la source dans le bois, roughly translating as I think toward the spring or the brook in the forest, more or less. Clara Warford was the harpist live in Studio C. Marcel Tournier being a great harpist from France around the early part of the 20th century. A beautiful atmospheric piece by Tournier. Clara Warford is here with her teacher, Carol McClure, who is also, of course, a harpist and an arranger and just all-around great harp-involved person. I'm going to hand it over to Carol to introduce her piece.
Thank you. I brought a few Christmas carols to play. I'm filling in for students who aren't here today, so I thought I would play an Advent solo to begin with, O Come Emmanuel.
The tune we know as O Come Emmanuel, played live in Studio C by Carol McClure in her own very rich arrangement. I mentioned that Carol is a harpist and teacher and arranger. We're going to be hearing more of her arrangements today. But Carol, that's beautiful. Thank you.
Thank you.
You know what to do with an ancient tune.
I love the arranging part of what I get to do. I arrange for my students. I've done lots of arranging for other harpists, for choirs and harp. And I think hearing a tune in a new way because of the sonorities of the instrument is a wonderful opportunity.
Very lovely. Well, Clara Warford is one of Carol McClure's students, and Clara is a senior in high school and about to go away. We'll maybe hear more about that later, but she's a very, very fine young harpist as well. And she's going to play a Christmas solo now, Angels We Have Heard on High, as arranged by Carol McClure. Joyous arrangement of Angels That We've Heard on High. Again, Carol McClure made that arrangement for harp, and it was played by Clara Warford live in Studio C. Carol, let's hear about your work with the harp and the Harp School, Inc. and the Harpistry Ensemble.
The Harp School, Inc. was born out of my passion for teaching preparatory students. I've taught adjunct at more than 30 universities in my life, but I love teaching the kids, and I love teaching kids to do anything and everything they want to do with a harp. So about 20-something years ago, my husband and I said, okay, let's do it. And we started with a group of children who just wanted to learn. We start every student on a 2-octave harp who was starting from scratch. And I spent time writing the technique book so that anything the child wanted to learn could be done within these 2 octaves of the harp from here to here. We have students all over the country. We have students in Asia. We have students in Europe. The good news about Skype and FaceTime is that teaching becomes easy. We do lots of service projects. We pretty much demand that our students do service projects because we think we should be giving back to our communities. And we get to be involved in a lot of different kinds of projects. At Neighborhood House in Louisville, Kentucky, we started a group of students who are getting lots of support for being able to do homework, stay in school. And so we have those kids. We started that project 7 years ago, working at the harp. Here in Nashville, we do lots of undergirding of individual students who want to come and play with us. We are involved in all-manager project with churches and communities. Last Sunday at First Presbyterian Church, where I direct the youth choir psalmody and Raphael Bundage, director of Governor's School, is the music director, I had a group of 10 harps, all of whom sing for me at church because they grew up in my choir, so they play the harp, with wonderful members of the string machine and the symphony playing strings and soloists. And we did a version of the Vivaldi concerto where I added concertato parts. Mm-hmm. So the kids had an opportunity to think like Vivaldi thought and expand their vocabulary. I've got students like Clara who are playing in the high-end ensembles, complicated material. Clara is, and several friends are in the process of getting ready for college auditions, and not just any college auditions, Juilliard, Curtis, Indiana University. I've got another one auditioning at Eastman, several auditioning at New England Conservatory. So that's what we're here to do at the Harp School. From four-year-olds through special needs students to adults who want to play, that's what we do.
Well, you're clearly doing it very well. And the Harpistry Ensemble, there are a lot of kids who play in the Harpistry Ensemble, they also have family obligations at this time of year.
That's right. And it's an odd assortment of problems when we end up with, if a student is sick or students are traveling. We had one student with a broken foot on a harp this week, so the harp is not capable of being moved. So we take all that into consideration. So as I said, I'm stepping in to play with Clara, and we thought we'd play back and forth today like this.
And you have a group of solos for Christmas for us, Carol.
Yes. I grew up in Kentucky and was privileged to get to see John Jacob Niles perform. So I love I Wonder as I Wander. Also learned What Child Is This as an Appalachian setting as I was growing up. These are more arrangements that I've done, and they're getting ready to be put in publication with Vanderbilt Lyra, and their academic publishers. And they just speak simply to what the melody and the verbiage is. So I Wonder as I Wander. Thank you.
Carol McClure playing her own arrangements of I Wonder As I Wander, and What Child Is This? No wonder the harp is associated with things angelic. Pretty amazing the effect that the sounds of the harps have on the being, the spirit, the ears. Carol McClure, live in Studio C with her student, Clara Warford. Carol is the head of the Harp School, Inc., and she's here representing with Clara, the Harpistry Ensemble today, live in Studio C. Clara is next, and she's going to play a solo for the Feast of the Holy Innocents. This is the Coventry Carol. Thank you. Coventry Carol, another great solid tune for the season. The Coventry Carol, as arranged by Carol McClure, played live in Studio C by Clara Warford. Carol, do you have anything more to say about how you approach the arranging? Because your arrangements are so rich and varied. That's a pretty amazing work.
The harp is an instrument that affords lots of color. I think growing up, I heard lots of organ music. And I love the fact that the organ is intentionally colored. And I always wondered, well, why aren't more people doing that on the instrument I play? So that's one of my intentions as I arrange, is to bring out the different voices, the different colors. And I like those minor modalities. I like those open harmonies. And I think they lend themselves well. And having grown an organist up in my own household, we have had lots of dialogues about the organ harp and those colorings in our house.
Mm-hmm. Well, good work. Well, we've gone through the solstice and Advent and Christmas and the feast day. Now we're up to New Year's. So Clara Warford is going to play another work by Marcel Tournier called Jazz Band.
Thank you.
Jazz Band, a little piece by Marcel Tournier, great French harpist, a composer from the 20th century. That was Clara Warford playing Jazz Band by Tournier, live in CUC, a little solo for the New Year time. And we're going to close up our season's program with a piece for the spirit of the season, a duet, Joy to the World, Carol McClure and Clara Warford. To the World, a spirit of the season duet, Carol McClure and Clara Warford playing Carol's arrangement of that great melody. Thank you both for being here today, live in Studio C.
You're welcome.
A lovely, lovely program. Nothing to not like in that music and playing as well. And in case we don't see Clara before she goes off to college, best wishes to you. Beautiful playing. I'm Will Griffin. We've had Carol McClure and Clara Warford in for Studio C today. Carol from the Harp School, Inc. Coming up next week, more young Nashville musical artists from one family. In this case, Chloe Harville will be here to play violin, and her brother Nolan Harville will be here to play guitar live in Studio C on our next program. Our thanks to the Tennessee Arts Commission and the Community Foundation of Middle Tennessee for their support of Classical 91.1 and live in Studio C.